Welcome back to Vancouver FM.
Chiptune.
Cherry Blossoms. Chill times with friends.
Keywords.
Yeah. Cherry Blossoms bloom across Metro Vancouver. Let's see what the CBC has to say. Oh, ooh, look at that. Nice. It's picture. Pictorial photos. Ooh. By someone.
Oh, I like that aerial photo. That picture's too blurry.
So many pop-ups. Go away. Oh, it's just pictures.
Look at pictures.
That looks like David Lamb with the flooded... Yeah. that area is always flooded. It's always flooded.
At least it looks good.
Ooh, a bird.
Bird up?
Bird. Oh, that's nice. That's at...
David Lamb Park.
No,
that is David Lamb Park.
It is David Lamb Park. 10 points to Plastic Owl.
Goodbye.
Oh, this song is called Sakura.
Oh.
Sakura song. It's a traditional Japanese song, Sakura. Folk song depicting spring, the season of cherry blossoms, often sung in international settings as a song representative of Japan. It is in the pentatonic scale known as the In scale, Miyakubushi pentatonic scale. Ooh, let's read the lyrics. Sakura no yama mo satomo. Miwatasu kagiri kasumi ka kumo ka asahi ni ni o sakura hana zakari. Cherry blossoms in fields, mountains, and villages as far as the eye can see. I'm doing the William Shatner version. Is it mist or clouds, fragrant in the rising sun? Cherry blossoms, flowers in full bloom. And there's a verse too. Sakura, yayoi no sora wa miwatasu kagiri kasumi ka kumo ka nioi zo izuru izaya mini yukon. Cherry blossoms across the spring sky as far as the eye can see. Is it Mr. Claus Virgin in there? Come now, let's go and see them.
Oh, let's go see them.
Fun. Yeah, this is, it's been around for a long time. Since the Meiji period has been popular. So, Meiji period is in the 1800s in Japan, when Japan opened up to the world. Very cool. Ideally suited to instruments that have a limited pitch range, such as the shakuhachi. Often, it is the first piece that koto beginners learn because they can play any phrase by picking closer strings without skipping to distant strings. Very cool. Hey, cool, it's been used in video games. Nice.
Great, it's right on brand.
Nice. Dream of the Cherry Blossoms, a 5-minute piece for marimba. Nice, I like that, I'll have to listen to that. Ooh, it appeared on Wii Music as one of the song selections in the jam mode.
Oh,
it was in Genshin Impact, too. Nice.
Wait, was it in Cars? I'm nearsighted, so I can't read that far.
No. It was in Total War Shogun 2. Very nice. That's a fun game. Ooh, Helmut Lachenmann. Sakura Variationen. There's a 2000... trio composition, as in the year 2000. Trio composition scored for saxophone, piano, and percussion by Helmut Lachenmann, German composer of contemporary classical music. Nice. Well, what else can we talk about cherry blossoms?
You can take a chair to the park and put it right by the cherry blossom.
Oh, I know what we can talk about. There's this movie from 2007 called 5 Centimeters per Second. It's actually a really good anime.
Is that fast or is that slow?
So 5 centimeters is what, 2 inches? So 1 second to fall. 1,002, 1,003. That's fairly slow.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, episode 1. In 1991, Takari Tono quickly befriends Akari Shinohara after she transfers to his elementary school in Tokyo, in which he also transferred to just a year ago. They grow very close to each other due to similar interests in reading books and attitudes such as both preferring to stay inside during recess due to their seasonal allergies.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it.
Takaki and Akari begin to refer to each other using their given names without honorifics. Whoa. Right after graduating from elementary school in 1994, Akari moves to the nearby prefecture of Tochigi due to her parents' jobs. The two keep in contact by writing letters but eventually drift apart when Takaki learns that his family will be moving to Kagoshima on the other side of the country in the following year. He decides to personally go see Akari one last time since they will be too far apart to see and visit each other. He also writes a letter for Akari to confess his feelings for her. However, Takaki loses the letter during the journey, and a severe snowstorm delays his train for several hours when the two finally meet late that night and share their first kiss. Aww. Takaki realizes they will never be together. They find a shed to spend the night in due to the severe snowstorm and fall asleep after talking late into the night. Takaki departs from the train station the next morning, and the two promise to continue writing to each other. As the train rolls away, Takaki decides that the loss of his letter is not important anymore after the kiss, while Akari silently looks at her own letter addressed to Takaki, which she decided not to give him. Wow. Yep.
Pretty intense.
Yeah. And then 5 centimeters per second. Supposedly the speed at which cherry blossoms flow. The title 5 centimeters per second comes from the speed at which cherry blossom petals fall, with petals being a metaphorical representation of humans, reminiscent of the slowness of life and how people often start together but slowly drift into their separate ways.
Yeah, that'll happen.
It's a really well-animated movie, yeah.
What falls faster, five pound rock or 5 pounds of cherry blossoms?
A rock, because there's less air resistance.
Yeah. I think the joke that they tell is with, like, 5 pounds of feathers, but you have to...
You have to account for...
The weight of what you did to those birds weighs heavier than the stone does.
Plastic owl with these scientific...
Specifically owl feathers.
Owl feathers, yes. Let's see what's coming up on the Cherry Blossom Festival.
Any events happening?
Yes. Let's see. April 19th, Tree Talks and Walks, UBC by Botanical Garden.
I didn't know trees could talk.
Yes, and walk. And there's one at Nitobe and one at Fairview Granville Island.
Well, it's a Lord of the Rings thing.
All right, what else? Festival pop-up events. Let's see if this is anyway. I think Sakura Days Japan Fair was last weekend.
Yeltail pop-up.
No, they're over. Sorry, everybody.
Okay, bye. We're going to chop them all down.
Gomenasai.
Turn them into firewood.
Ooh, Bike the Blossoms.
Oh, yeah, we did that.
There's a Bike the Blossoms loop.
Ooh, you want to do that?
Very cool. Possibly. That looks like it goes down around Kingsway and then comes back around.
It goes right by my old playhouse.
Yeah. Bike the Blossoms. Ooh.
Yeah, we should do that. Let's do that.
Bike the Blossoms. Map is available on the VCBF website, vcbf.ca/festival/bike-the.
Write it down.
Right now.
Right now.
The Blossom Block Party. April 5th. Oh, sad. Blossoms After Dark. That usually happens pretty early.
There was a big thing happening at Bentall Plaza. And I went by and there was this huge lineup and it was raining and it looked gross. And I'm like, eh. It'll be back.
Sometimes it rains during Sakura season here in Vancouver.
It's raining really heavily. And it's like, eh. Lots of lineups. Not a lot of things happening.
Let's look at some cherry blossom, maybe cherry blossom paintings.
Woodblock prints.
Yeah, that's better.
Ooh.
Let's look at this one here. Ooh, that's nice. Ooh.
Ooh.
Nice. Sorry you can't see this, everybody, but they're lovely.
You can just Google it yourself.
Yeah, just Google cherry blossom woodblock print, you're fine. Plug it into Ask Jeeves or Lycos or your favorite search engine.
If you really wanted to see it, you wouldn't be listening to radio right now. Yeah, you want to see it. Ooh. Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah, that
is
nice.
The one at the bottom right?
This one?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's very nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, Hiroshige. I mean, Hiroshige is kind of one of the great He did the 100 famous views of Edo, the 36 views of Mount Fuji, which that's by Hokusai, and then so Hiroshige was influenced by Hokusai.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The Great Wave off of Kanagawa.
You know, the Great Wave of Kanagawa was on display at the SAM in Seattle.
Wow,
I don't know where it is now.
It's pretty cool. Prints in the world of 1,000 copies were initially printed. Very cool. There's the Art Institute. There's the British Museum. I saw that one. LA County Museum of Art. And the Tokyo National Museum. Slight differences. Very cool.
A little bit of
very
color
cool
difference. Could that possibly from be
ooh,
from
the original
aging?
Cover of Claude Debussy's La Mer uses the Great Wave off of Kanagawa.
Ooh.
Very cool.
Looks weird.
Good choice. And yes, the new 1,000 yen note.
The specimen.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't print it out and spend it.
Well, yeah. Apparently, if you try to photocopy currency, it will number one, it won't work. But number two, some printers actually send a report.
Narc.
How to draw cherry blossoms.
Quick, grab a pen and paper. Just take a photo.
How to draw a cherry blossom for beginners. Do cherry blossoms start pink or white? The flowers start white and gradually turn pink. I think it depends on the cultivar, though.
Mm-hmm.
How to draw a cherry blossom. Step by step. Here we go. Step one, guideline circle. Nice. Step two, bud circle. Add a smaller circle towards the top right of the first circle, making sure there's space between two circles and that they don't touch. We will be using the smaller circle to draw a budding cherry blossom. Step three, core circle. Return to the large circle and add a small circle towards the center of the guideline circle. This will be the core of the flower.
It's a donut.
Step four, small line. Draw a small line from the top center of the core that is angled to the left. Step 5, second line. Add a line of similar length, but this time to the right of the core. Here, I'm gonna try this.
Very good.
Would you like to join me in drawing a cherry blossom?
Sure. Do you have another pen?
I do. There you are.
Can we start from the beginning?
Yes, we can. Okay. Arts and crafts here on Craft Coover.
I gotta put this somewhere where I can see.
Okay. Can you see the screen?
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. So step one, guideline circle. Start with a large circle. The circle will be the guideline for the edge of the flower. So it's not gonna look perfect, but we'll start with this. Ooh, I can't draw with that. How about this? Can I draw with that? That works. Okay, so circle.
You're listening to Art Coover. Vancouver's only art broadcast.
Okay, bud circle. Add a smaller circle towards the top right of the first circle and make sure there's space between the two circles and that they don't touch. Okay.
No touching.
Core circle. Return to the large circle. Add a small circle towards the center of the guideline circle. This will be the core of the flower. A donut, if you will.
They have sakura donuts.
Oh, yeah. That'd be so good. Rip to Cardam's Donuts, but Cardam's had a sakura donut every year.
Last couple of years, it's always closed when I go by there.
Yeah.
It's like, I think they closed years ago.
Small line. Draw a small line from the top center of the core that is angled to the left. Okay, next step. Second line. Add a line of similar length, but this time to the right side of the core. Okay. Step 6, more lines. Add two small lines to the bottom right portion. These lines will help define the proportions of the petals. Make sure to pay attention to the spacing between the lines and keep the length of the lines short. Okay. All right. A little curvy thing there.
It looks like a donut.
It does. Last two. Add two more lines to the left side. Erase away and correct if you feel like the spacing is off. We don't want perfect symmetry, but we want a decent balance. We will be drawing three petals coming out of these lines. Okay,
we're doing this in pen, not pencil.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. And boom. All right. Next, flower petal. Now that we have the proportions and the guidelines, we can start drawing the petals. The key to drawing flower petals is to draw them flowing away from the core. Think about how sun rays move away from the sun. We want to capture this in the edge of the petals. Our little sun buddy in the diagram is here to remind us of this point. Add a curving line to the top center line, moving away from the core and to the right. This line ends at the guideline. Yeah, we should be doing this in pencil, but that's okay. Complete the petal. Finish the petal by adding a curving line from the small line to the top right out to the guideline. Draw a line that follows the guideline connecting the two lines we just finished.
Nami desu. Minna de Vancouver no sakura o mini
ikimashou. Arigatou gozaimasu, Fuji-san.
Thank you, Fuji-san. Okay, draw a curving line from the bottom line towards the guideline circle, but this time curve it before it touches the guideline. Okay, so there. And go down and curve it. All right. Add a curving line from the last curve that curves back towards the core and add an edge line in pink. Notice how this petal has more of a tip than the last one. Playing with slight variations will help give us an organic feel. So this looks like it's kind of past that line there. It kind of goes down and curves down. Okay, so down and curves down. Man, I can't draw. I've tried to draw so many times. All right, left petal. Now we are left with two small lines out of the core for the last petal. Yes, we are. Cool. Start with the top edge line and start to tilt it downwards before the guideline circle and continue it until it touches the guideline. So we go kind of up and then down. Okay. Complete the petal. Draw a line following the guideline and then repeat the last step for the bottom edge of the petal. Okay. And that's kind of coming out and then like that. Yeah, that looks good. Okay, second layer. Yay, we have the top layer of petals complete. Now we will start with the petals underneath. The key to this is the second layer of petals won't have their edge lines fully visible as they will be overlapped by the top layer. This might be a bit confusing at first, but as we go through this, try to pay attention to how lines intersect and give the illusion of overlap. Draw a line coming from the edge of the left petal. Angle this towards the middle. Okay, kind of come down like that. Okay, cool. Curve. Finish this petal by curving a line to the bottom right petal. See how this petal looks like it is behind the two petals it's connected to. This is the effect we want. Okay, so kind of come down there and kind of come behind. Oh, it's coming together. It's coming together. Top petal. Add a petal to the top left space by drawing a curving line that goes to the guideline circle. Notice how the line starts partway up the edge line of the petal beneath it. Okay. So I'm going to go like that. Okay, next step, complete the petal. Finish the petal by curving it downwards. Okay, kind of go up to the apex and curve down. Oh, yeah. Oops, mine is kind of whatever. That's okay. Right petal. Draw a petal in the space on the right by drawing a curving line downwards until it touches the guideline circle. So, okay, great. Complete the petal. Finish the petal by drawing a curving line that intersects with the edge line of the petal beneath it. Alright. Oh, hey! That looks not too bad. Erase. Well, yeah, whatever.
Oh, we're just going to skip that.
Yeah, we're going to skip that. Okay, stem. We're on the stem now. After cleaning up, yeah, draw small lines coming out from the core. Okay, so those are the little fronds that go like boom, boom. See how there's little lines coming out of that. And boom, 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 boom. And we'll go like like that. There we go. Little whiskers, if you will. Add more stems flowing out of the core. Notice how they point slightly downwards. Okay, we'll do. Boom. Nice. All right, next. Bulbs. Add tiny circles to the end of the stems. Okay. Weep. 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 All right. Bud, now that we have the structure for the main flower complete, let's start giving the budding flower some petals. Start by drawing a curved line that starts at the middle point of the circle and comes up and around. So that's up here in our little sun thing up there. Pay attention to how this line is more curved to the top than it is to the bottom. Okay. Bud 2, draw small lines that curve right from the middle point. So kind of whoop.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
All right. And then top edge. Draw a line from the top that curves, so it kind of is like closing up that little bud up here, up in the corner. All right. Branch. Ooh. All right, everybody. Now that we have our two flowers in place, let's add the branch. Draw two lines tilted to the top left and stop at the bud. Make sure the angle makes it feel like the bud is sitting on the top line of the branch. Keep the distance between these lines small so the branch isn't too thick. All right, let's go like hua-cha and hua-cha. Very nice. Turn, now add two more lines that are tilted towards the flower. This sharp turn gives the indication that this is the branch. So donk, donk. Okay. Bottom branch, draw two lines from the bottom of the middle, from the bottom middle of the flower towards the bottom right. Notice how the lines for the branches creates movement through the drawing. Okay, so one bone, and then we're gonna kind of come like here and then like there. Yeah, that works. All right, step 30. Whoa, that's a lot of steps. Add a leaf underneath the budding flower by drawing a similar shape to the petal we drew earlier. Okay, all right, time to draw a leaf, everybody. Watch out, and then a little, we'll kind of like.
I might have to leave this one alone.
Well, bottom leaf, add another leaf underneath the flower that is larger than the last leaf we drew. The variation in size between the two elements makes the image more pleasant.
Oh.
Okay.
Ikebana, but with paper.
Yeah, totally, okay. Right? Whoop. And then, watch out. Wow, I suck at drawing. Branch shading. Add shading to the branch by adding lines that flow in the direction of the branch.
Shading with a pen?
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah. I spent over 3 hours on the shading under lower lip.
Improved upon your drawing of using chiaroscuro shading technique. I'll improve upon your drawing. For you Homestar Runner fans out there. Okay, add petal lines. Add two lines across the right petal. Where's that? Oh, they're kind of in the actual flowers themselves. So make sure these lines are close to the core.
Don't tell me where to put them.
And then shading. So a couple more lines coming out there. And then like one, and then like some like that. And then maybe one like that. Okay, add shading to the rest of the petals and the leaves with the same method. Okay. This definitely would be easier with a pencil.
Yeah, I don't know why we're doing with a pen. I think it's only because there's no pencils in this office, is there?
There are some, but they're, you know, yeah. So add a little more shading. Put a little
something. I don't think shading's going to make this better.
Yes, it will. Don't you worry, brother.
I am worried.
Don't worry, Habibi. It's okay. A little bit of shading. It's also art. Right, so you know
that final line, I can see that from here. It says celebrate your drawing.
All right, let's see what your drawing looks like.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, that looks lovely.
Very nice.
Oh, very nice. Well done, everyone. Yeah. Well done. Definitely if we erase it, it would look good, but I see the concept.
Erase the whole thing. Yes,
there's this very cool how to draw cherry blossom. That's the first time we've done arts and crafts on Vancouver.
You're listening to Arts and Crafts Vancouver. Vancouver's only live craft broadcast.
There's this really cool book I got at a thrift store years ago. It's called The Manual of the Mustard Seed Garden, and it's about how to draw classical Chinese paintings, and it includes things how to do like blossoms and trees and rocks and rivers and forests and all that kind of thing. Super cool book. I actually have this very version right here.
Oh.
It is really, really cool, and I do believe it is, yes, it's from the 17th century, 1679, early Qing Dynasty. Really, really cool book. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, next time you come over to Vancouver headquarters, we'll take a look at it.
Good draw.
Yeah, you need like one of those brush pens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, calligraphy pens. Those make it really, really good. But, it is super cool. Oh, hey, it's available on the Internet Archive.
Oh, hey, it's free.
There you go. Can you read? Yeah. The version I have has...
This is all Greek to me. Wait a sec.
Well, everybody, it's just about time for us to vacate out of here. Thanks for drawing along with us. And thank you so much for listening to the Sakura special episode. We hope you enjoyed it. And we hope that you go out and view the cherry blossoms while they're still around. You probably have about one more week or so before they get crisped up in the nice spring sun.
Yeah, where do they go? I seriously believe they just become regular trees the rest of the year.
Well, they're cherry trees.
Yeah, they look like regular trees. They kind of just blend into everything.
This is the beautiful impermanent nature of the sakura and something we should all try and emulate, because this episode of Vancouver is live and direct, and it wouldn't be the same if we didn't do it live. So it's all different, and radio is all different. And that's all I got to say about that, except I would remind you to synthesize with nostalgia in the Zen Garden of Life. And this has been Vancouver FM.
Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Good night.
ンクーバー FM をお聞きいただきありがとうございました。またすぐに戻ってきます。ビットクーバー、バンクーバー唯一の桜放送。